Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, we're in the 66th edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival. We're talking to the president of the jury of the official selection, Alexander Payne, the director of many well-known films. I'm David Martos, and my first question is about this task, being president of the jury. What's the beauty in the job of being president of the jury? I mean, it's watching films for an entire week. It's sharing thoughts about film with your peers. Where's the beauty of the job?
I'm repeating myself almost word for word with what I said in my opening remarks at the gala of inauguration, and also what I've said this morning. I don't know any other way to say it, which is the beautiful part about being on a film festival jury is having the ability in 1 week to put your finger on the pulse of contemporary world cinema to a degree. Of course, there are many movies made, but one curated version, curated by, in this case, by Jose Luis, of contemporary world cinema. So to get a sense of concerns of the moment, and also to have a certain sense of contemporary world history behind the expression of film, you know, with film as your window. That's what I like. Also to see if there are any ideas I can steal. I'm on the jury, and we shouldn't speak very much about our process. But I can say that we jury members always try to be very respectful of all the films because we know how difficult films are to make. And, of course, we recognize that it's absurd, really, to make any judgment in the arts. Yeah, so you always have to take it with the proverbial grain of salt that we're, you know, the declarations of a film festival jury. So we try to be very, very, very respectful, and but we all love cinema and we love filmmakers. And
you mentioned the word steal ideas. Are you a thief in arts? I mean, how do you steal ideas from life, from arts, from other films, from newspaper? I don't know. How's the process for you?
The process of theft. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you. Look, it's always great to find ideas that inspire. We could say steal, or you could say inspire, that use that cliche word. But it's always great to get ideas from other filmmakers. One thing I would love to do in life is to remake a film from the past. Not a great film from the past, but a mediocre film from the past, which has a great idea. Yeah, but even as you steal things, look at Tarantino. All he does is steal. His entire films are theft, theft, theft. But he puts his own stamp on them. He his own sense of mashup, of mélange.
Speaking about comedy, everyone keeps saying that comedy is about rhythm. But whether you...
It's about what rhythm?
Rhythm, yeah? Whether you get the rhythm. I mean, is it in the script? Is it in the work with the actors? Is it in the editing room? Yeah. Where do you get it?
The it's an excellent question. Because increasingly, as I grow older and learn, I hope, more about making films, rhythm is the number one thing I think about after the concept of the story. But a film has to have a certain musicality. And yes, it's contained from the very beginning to the very end. It's contained in the rhythm of the dialogue as written. It's contained in the choice of and direction of the actors. The number one direction I give on set is great, everything you're doing is great, just faster. And you get enough shots of a scene so that you can then in the editing room calibrate and adjust the rhythm of the scenes. And then of course in the choice, in the use of music in the film, that's an obvious sense of rhythm. But rhythm is very important. You are correct to bring that up. And it's especially good when the movie isn't too long. Oh, one other thing about movies being too long. What's his name? I'm sorry? Regadas? What were you saying?
Regadas or Lab
Diaz? No, I was saying Nicholas Rogue. Okay. Nicholas Rogue used to say that the perfect length for a screenplay is 91 pages. Why? Because then the director is free to make a 2-hour film. And you can let things breathe, or you can let certain things take time and have kind of a process of discovery within the direction. and the editing of the film. When your script is 120 pages or more, there's a gun to your head the whole time to keep it moving and to keep it short. If, in general, we think we don't want to make a movie more than 2 hours.
You know. A director you know very well, Pedro Almodovar, last year said, as president of the jury in Cannes, he didn't see a Netflix film having a prize there. There's a debate going on in the festival's world. How do you see yourself in this debate between seeing films at home or seeing films in a cinema?
I really don't have a concrete answer to that because I think we're at an interesting point in history. Of course, I still love to see movies projected in the theater, period. I like to see movies projected, and I think about my own career in terms of making movies for the cinema. But the reality is, nowadays, Netflix and Amazon are spending a lot of money to make feature films, which I'm super happy about, because they're allowing many smaller, more human films to be made. And the reality is that more and more people watch movies on their computer or on television. Are they bad people? I don't really have a declaration to say, you know, like at the Cannes Film Festival, we will not show a movie. I mean, I understand their point of view. They're purists. It's the Cannes Film Festival. It's not the Cannes Computer Festival or the Cannes TV Festival. It's the Cannes Cinema Festival, Movie Festival. So I understand that. So it's probably a work in progress. But I was very disappointed this year that Netflix, in saying, all right, forget it, we're not going to show it, take any movies to Cannes, that they included Orson Welles' The Other Side of Midnight. They should have, I think they should have let that one go. The Other Side of the Wind, rather. The Other Side of the Wind.
Thank you, Alexander.
Gracias a todos vosotros.
It's a pleasure.
Gracias por vuestro interés.
Gracias, thanks so much. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.